Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Thursday, April 11th, 2019. Snooki's on the show. Nicole Polizzi from the Real World. Almost got my MTV shows all sorts of
killing
messed up.
It.
Right. From the Jersey Shore. She's going to talk about all the exciting things going on in her life, including hanging out at the post office at 7 o'clock in the morning. We have a brand new War of the Roses, and we'll find out if Kennedy's dog gets fired. Kate is in for War of the Roses. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing all right. What's going on with you and Aaron this morning?
Well, thanks so much for doing this. Here's my problem. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, we're all ears.
All right. Here's the deal. My boyfriend of a few years, he's a pilot. So he's away from home for quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And we actually live now down near Salt. So when he gets in at a late hour, they have this apartment they use. It's kind of like a crash pad, no pun intended. Like, he only has a short layover here before working the next morning. He stays in his apartment and heads back to Logan.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the way these things work is, like, many people, other pilots, flight crew, they share them since they only use them once in a while. So to make a long story longer, there's another pilot I think he's shacking up with, and when he stays at the apartment. He talks about her all the time, and they seem to have the same schedule and everything, and it's really got me feeling like something's going on.
Yipes.
All right, Kate, here's what we're going to do. We're going to keep you on the line. Kennedy's going to give Aaron a call, pretend to work for a cell phone company, offering up the very romantic, long-stemmed red roses. She's going to use the name Shelley, and then we'll see who sends them to, okay?
Okay.
Now, remember the rule. Do not interrupt. We want to see what happens here, okay?
She's being quiet like a guru.
Okay, you ready?
You bet.
Shelley.
Hi, this is Aaron.
Hi, Aaron. My name is Shelley. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
Good, and you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Just want to preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department. I'm not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department, and we wanted to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we'll send anywhere in the continental United States today free of charge. How does that sound?
Free roses? Wow, That's pretty nice. Okay. I mean, I have a few minutes before I got to fly, though, so.
Ooh, are you going somewhere sunny?
Yeah, but I don't really get to see it. I'm a pilot.
Oh, that's really cool. Okay, cool. So, do you have someone you'd like to send the flowers to?
Yeah, I do. Could you send them to an address that's not my billing address?
Absolutely. I just need to start, like, with the name, if you could let me know that.
All right. Her name is Gina.
So you mean Captain Gina? You lying sack of...
Wait, what's going on? I'm sorry.
Kate, Aaron, hang on a second. Kate, I asked you not to interrupt. Aaron, this is Carson and Kennedy. It's called War of the Roses on Mix 104.1. Yeah, Kate.
Kate, is that you? What? I'm so confused.
You're damn right, it's me. The one who sits at home while you're working. The one who stays up nights, making sure you land safely, only to have you say, I'm staying at the apartment, instead of coming home. I'm the one who feeds the dogs and takes care of the bills because you're always flying. And how am I repaid? You're banging Gina in an apartment
but
I helped pay for.
It's totally not like that. Listen, she took over a couple flights for me so we could be together last weekend. Remember?
Oh, yeah, I totally remember. She slept half the day and watched basketball the other half. You know what? You can stop by whenever it's convenient in your schedule between flying and hooking up with her.
Listen.
To pick up your You already have
no,
an apartment.
No, listen to me. Listen, okay? Babe, don't hang up. Babe, are you there?
She gone.
She's gone, Aaron.
Listen, I can't believe this. Like, what gives you guys the right to get in my business? This is so ridiculous. Like, you've ruined everything. I mean, my life is perfect, guys, man. Like, I can't believe it. Oh, God. You know what? Guys. Just you guys.
Gina, Captain, really? Like, does she know the... confession. What?
He was real mad.
I knew he was a douche the minute he said to you, to Shelley,
yeah,
I'm a pilot.
I didn't catch that.
Humble brag.
Yeah, it was totally a humble brag.
Yeah, humble brag 100.
Reason number 672, why I'm single.
Mm.
Can't pick up the signals.
Heck, you're always at the airport.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I mean, Snooki, we're ready to get on the phone with Snooki. We're having a little problem connecting with her. She's become a brand, Kennedy.
Oh, duh. That's what
I was just
do.
Like reading all the stuff that mm-hmm. Snooki does now.
It's insane.
So there's books.
Yep.
There's a swimwear line.
She has a tanning lotion line.
She has the SnookiShop.com.
She, you know, she it's a great American way. She took some fame
hustled,
and she
man.
Made some good out of it.
She's got an Etsy shop called Nicole's Craft Room.
Yep.
I mean, she's doing it. It's pretty incredible. So, Snooki, are you there? Can you hear us now? Hello? Snooki, hello?
Can you hear me now? I'm just running around in the post office.
You're getting stamps? I suggest the Forever stamps. The books are 20. It's great.
Who goes to the post office anymore?
I run a business, so I'm always here.
She has an Etsy shop. She got to mail out
orders.
She got
to make that happen.
You got to get an assistant.
Exactly. I'm dropping them off as we speak.
And my wife has done this where she owned a small business, and she started selling some stuff online. And it's one of the things you don't realize when you're a small business owner and you're starting a business like an Etsy is that you now have to get into the shipping business. So you spend your life with the FedEx guy, with the UPS guy, or at the post office.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's definitely a pain in the ass, but I love it. It's my business.
Nicole, I watch all of your Instagram stories, and I'll see you post, like, your attic in your house of you just putting all the orders together and just how much work you put into it. I've ordered one of your shirts, the Shake What Your Mama Gave You shirts, and I remember when I got it and your little note that you put in with the packages, like, just having your handwriting. I think I cried when I opened the package.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so happy. It's literally like my therapy. Like, people go to the therapist or they go to the bar and drink their sorrows away. But me, I just like to do my crafting in my attic and, you know, enjoy it with my daughter. She loves it too.
Yeah, I love Sissy trying to help you. And you're like, Sissy, it's okay. You can help me. But then she just ends up like running around and on top of all of it.
Oh, yeah, she's a mess.
We caught a story maybe a week or two ago that Kennedy had in her entertainment report about the situation, about Mike. So you're keeping in touch with him? Do you write with him, or how do you keep in touch with him?
It's like an email system that I think every jail has. So we ended up getting his email, and all of us, all the roomies, we talk to him every single day. But yeah, he just tells us everything that he does. So he's basically working out every single day. He lost like 25 pounds,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, holy crap, I didn't know how big I got. No, I love you. He's in the gym now. He's helping out people. You know, just talking about his sobriety and helping mm-hmm. other people with theirs,
right?
Which is amazing. And he plays Scrabble like an old man, so I can't. He's like in a nursing home.
I love
oh,
it.
Now, I do love Scrabble.
Nicole, I want to pitch a show idea for you. You know, you have the Jersey Shore, and you have you and Jenny going down to Florida. I feel like you guys should have a heist show where you and the rest of the Jersey Shore try and spring him from the big house and you come up with your best plans. I think that planning session would be absolutely amazing.
That's like a mobster movie.
Yeah, seriously.
Or something. I love it.
Just real quick, Nicole, I want you to give out a piece of parenting advice because Salt has a little girl at home and he is about to give birth to his second child.
My wife is, but you know.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying.
Oh, me too.
Any good parenting advice?
I mean, I hate giving advice because everyone is so different. But two is definitely a game changer. It's the best. But how old is your other kid?
She is 9 months old. She will be one when he is born.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
We're dumb. Super dumb. Super
oh
Irish.
God.
So we're super dumb.
It's going to be amazing because they're going to grow up together. They're going to be best friends. My kids are 2 years apart.
Yeah.
So right now they're 4 and 6, and that's the age where like it gets crazy because you're constantly yelling at them. They're always fighting. I mean, they have their moments where they're like really cute, but it's always a battle. There's always competition. So once they get to that like toddler age of screaming at each other and fighting for toys, that's when it's insane. And now I'm giving birth in like a month, so I don't even know why I'm having another.
Yeah, yeah. I heard that actually scientists said that 3 is the hardest number of children. Like if you have 4 or 5, it's not as hard as 3. It's weird.
So good luck.
Yeah.
Amazing. I'll be sure to get a lot of wine.
Well, Nicole, it was great to talk to you again. And hopefully when you get back to town, we'll get to see you. I got to host an event with you a couple of years ago down at one of the casinos. And just seeing your fans and your interaction with the fans was a lot of fun. They love you to death.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me on.
All right, there she goes. Snooki.
Snooki.
Nicole Polizzi, Snooki. She's awesome. She's sweet.
You know, she was 21 when she started Jersey Shore. Like, it's just crazy to me to see, and now she has.
Nice to see that those kids, though, did something,
yeah,
you know, markedly positive with their fame.
Absolutely.
You see so many of these kids, like Road Rules or whatever, that ended up
Ended up in jail.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And use the money for all the wrong stuff, so.
Make sure to check out our website, thesnookyshop.com. I was talking about some of the other kids on the show.
No. Just forgot to pay his taxes. What you going to do?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It was a very big day for Kennedy and her good boy, Elvis.
Yes. We had volunteered to work with an organization called Friendship Works, which helps find volunteers and for like elderly communities, nursing homes, things like this.
Right.
And they have a thing called Pet Pals. And I was like, well, Elvis and I should do that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't get out of the house enough. I'll go do this. So Elvis had to pass a test, which we passed last month. I had to go do training. I passed. And then yesterday was our first day. And the place where we've been assigned is the Don Oriani home up in Eastie, which is like where the big Madonna is on the side of the road, if you don't know where that is, by the horse racing park.
Yes.
So anyway, it was our first day. And so we go, and basically the idea is you just kind of walk around, and if the residents want to pet him or whatever, they can. If they don't, they don't. Some of them are in their room. Some are in like a big room. And the whole idea is that he just lets them pet him. And
now,
he's
what
pretty good.
Yeah. Now, what I know, too, about Elvis is he's a big...
He is.
...lab.
He is.
And he's gregarious.
Yes.
And fun-loving and tail-wagging.
Oh.
And doesn't realize how big he is.
Correct.
He thinks he's a lap dog.
Correct.
Yes. Right?
Or a human. You know,
right.
More to the
and
point,
so
but yeah.
But he's like, duh, 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 duh.
Exactly.
That's
life is great every day.
Right,
everything
right.
is bright and shiny to Elvis.
Yes.
But so I took him for like 40 minutes of chasing a ball so that he would be a little, he would get all the
beforehand?
Beans out. Oh, yeah. So get like all the beans out. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then fed him because that usually makes him a little nappy time. Well, when we got there, boy, as soon as we walked in the door, he's like, oh, where are we? Where are we? What are we doing? Are the people here? Who's here? This smells different. What's happening? Where's everybody? So I'm like, oh my God, it's going to be a nightmare. It's going to be a nightmare.
Did he get thrown out?
No.
Oh.
But we went to our first group, which is like they're all in a social room. It was Mani Pedi Day.
Oh,
you know,
it.
They do coloring and stuff like that. And they're just, you
did
know,
did Elvis
sit there.
Get a Mani Pedi?
He did not. Okay. But so we kind of walked in and he just got so excited because everybody was like, oh, look, a dog.
Of course.
And then his tail just starts wagging and his tail is like a rudder. And
it hurts.
It could knock stuff off tables. So I'm holding him. I was wearing a scarf and I ripped the scarf off and I gave it to the girl because I was sweating so bad. And I'm holding him like with both hands on his collar, the harness thing I have him in,
right.
So that the people can pet him. But he wants to jump on their laps and he can't jump on their laps.
Right. Are they walkers?
Mostly
and
all in wheelchairs. Some were sitting with their walkers to their back, but or sitting on their walkers as chairs. And so
did he take out a senior citizen in a walker?
He didn't do that, but there were times that it came real close.
He's bumping walkers.
Like he literally moved this one woman in her wheelchair like around in a circle.
Yep.
She didn't mind. She loved it.
She's hanging on for dear life.
But so the sweet girl Gigi, who is my manager there, she was like, okay, let's move along. So we only did it for a half hour. We're supposed to be there for an hour. And she's like, I think this was a good start.
Right.
You know, he just has to get used to it and they'll get used to him and it's going to be great. Like they're thankful we're there.
Of course.
But I never felt so like, I'm going to get fired from a volunteer job in my life.
Now you take him out to throw the tennis ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that walkers always have tennis balls on the fronts of them.
So during his training, one of the things that they do is they walk by you with a walker, a wheelchair, whatever. But this walker happened to have the tennis balls in the bottom and he just went right
for him. Ready to...
And I'm like, look, I can't help you here.
No.
He's ready to take out poor Margaret.
He just wants to know, is it mine? Oh, I know.
The thing about him, though, like, he is just, he's so kind and he's so excited, of course, but he's not threatening. You know what I mean? And I feel
but
like
he's
even,
so big, though.
He's
it
so
can be.
Big. But that's, who cares
but
about
they,
that?
They loved him. And one of the residents, he was the nicest man. He was kind of just sitting in his room on the first floor. They kind of chill in their rooms.
Right.
And so we walk in and she goes, hey, buddy, you know, we have a dog here. And he's like, oh, let me see him. So he walks up. He has a stuffed animal on his bed. Elvis loves stuffed animals. And I had to say, buddy, that's not yours.
Right.
And he goes, come on up here and sit. So Elvis jumps on the bed, sits right next to him.
Uh-huh.
Nice man, pets him for a while. They watch some TV together.
Ooh.
It was a time.
Huh. Kennedy. Oh,
so they did invite us to come back. So we'll be
fired.
Going back.
Didn't
we didn't get fired yet.
Huh. That last old man, you get his phone number?
No.
Head on a swivel, Kennedy.
Bubba's going to get you a boyfriend?
No, we're just there to be helpful. Thank you very much. But it was really wonderful. I'm glad we went and did it. But I'm hoping that we make it through next time.
Nobody, no injuries, nobody threw out a hip.
No, thankfully no. So I hope he'll get, I'm sure he'll get used to it, you know. Right. He just has to get used to the smells of the people. Or he won't, and every day will be a bright and shiny new thing, because that's just how he lives.
That's fun.
Pretty much.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's sweet of you to do that.
Oh, it's fun. They're really cool people. Right. I really look forward to meeting them and hearing their stories.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So it is National Pet Day, and if I may, Kennedy, if you'll indulge me for just a minute, I know you've heard this story. I don't know that Annie's ever heard this story or that I've ever shared the story on the air about the traumatic story of a boy and his pet monkey.
Why would you do this on National Pet Day?
We should be
celebrating pets we have.
We're just celebrating the memories of pets that we loved, Kennedy.
No, and that's not what...
As a child, I was probably in second or third grade, and we had a pet monkey.
What?
It is crazy.
How?
I don't know how. It is the weirdest.
Is that legal?
It was legal. It was the 70s in Florida.
Did you not watch Friends? Ross had one.
But he stole him. So no, it's not legal.
Well, my stepfather, God rest his soul, he has since passed away, but he was showing off the monkey to friends, and he had had a few too many Seagram VOs that night. And so he takes the monkey out of the cage, and the monkey bites him. And then he's trying to get the monkey off of his arm. And so after you get bit by a monkey, you have to have the shots and everything.
Yeah.
And they end up having to euthanize the monkey.
What?
The monkey died. They euthanized him right there at our house. And then they put the monkey in the freezer because they couldn't take him because it was the weekend. So we had a dead frozen monkey in our freezer.
Oh my.
Is that not the craziest story?
You know, you tell a lot of stories about your life, and I just don't know how it can get weirder and weirder and weirder. And then you say stuff like this. Yeah,
there are times that I'm amazed that he's standing in front of me.
Same.
Mm-hmm. R.I.P. Henry.
Oh, Henry was his name, too.
Wasn't that your stepdad's name?
We named the monkey after my stepdad.
You know, we got to work on this.
So happy pet day to everybody else out there.
R.I.P. Henry. R.I.P. Henry.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.